And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
All right, welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Fred here with you for the show. That what you just listened to was The Reaction with their song.
That was Square Peg Round Hole.
Square Peg Round Hole. And we actually have two-thirds of the band in the studio with us today. Gonna be doing the show with you, Wade and Liz.
Yeah.
How's it going, guys?
Going good.
Cool. So yeah, that song was off of a brand new split 7-inch that you guys have with the Armalite Rifles, and you guys are like a local band here, San Francisco Bay Area.
Yep, for about 3 years now.
Cool.
We're looking for a drummer.
Yeah, we are in fact looking for a drummer. If anybody out there wants to play with us, that'd be great.
Yeah, you guys have.
This album, what is it? 7-inch is an EP. It has 3 songs each by each band.
Cute.
What are the 3 songs on here that we do?
Well, we're going to play another one later.
All right.
That was Square Peg Round Hole. We're going to play a different one later. We'll announce that then.
Okay.
it's good. The Armalite Rifles are from New York, and we just kind of hooked up, you know, through the mail, sending each other's CDs. We're both record collectors and, you know, burning stuff for each other, and then we heard each other's bands, and we just said, let's do a split.
When you guys self-released this?
Yeah, it's on Rinky Dink / D-Turn.
Rinky Dink / Return number one?
D-Turn. I don't know how many Rinky Dinks it would be, but it's D-Turn like 12 or something.
Cool. Well, you guys have been in quite a few bands over the years, and in fact, we found a record from Wade, your first band, here at the MRR record collection here. This is your first band, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Degenerates?
Yeah.
How old were you when you did this band?
I was 14 when we started.
14 out of...
Probably about 15 in that picture.
Holding the phone. This is out of... When you guys were out of Houston?
Houston, Texas.
Yeah. Well, here we're going to play a song off of the Degenerates' one and only 7-inch. What year is this from?
I think it's 1980. Might be 79. I think it might be 80.
Cool. Well, here it is, Radio Anarchy.
One for me. song. Say boom it up fast. They tell that you love it. Well, don't take me for an ass. Well, they won't play our music. Won't put that low. They better the deck, cause he's gonna blow. DJ! 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 DJ!
All right. Yeah, degenerates. Yeah, man. So Thank now, Wade, you've got a set of some older stuff, like a lot of Texas punk stuff.
Yeah, it's a couple of songs from some British bands, and then I got three old Austin and Houston, Texas bands that I found in the archives here. I was real happy. I haven't heard these records in a long time.
Cool. So what are we going to start with here?
Well, it's Sick of You by the Users.
Cool. All right. Here he goes.
Thank you. to get that latex bent. I think you're thinking funny. You live high on the hog. You treat us like a dog. You get your breakfast in bed when you could get us all fed. You could do what you're doing, and you could do it right. You could have a clean cut head when you sleep at night. But you are home, I know you, but you don't. Dog.
nothing but static and outdated reruns. I'll take a blank screen and make my own movie. Comic and tragic, the hero is me.
Damn, that was a stupid song. That was the Terminal Mind with two songs, actually. That last one was I Want to Die Young. I guess I didn't make it for that. And before that was Refugee. So I never saw this band, but it's the first single I bought by an Austin band. Playing it now, it doesn't really have the same power it did when I bought it. Before that was another Austin band, The Inserts, who the first punk rock band I ever saw at a club. And they're from Austin, and I think some of these guys went on to play in Pez and Doodat and, you know, this whole funk thing that went through Austin for a while. Before that, from Houston, the real town in Texas, Houston, Doomsday Massacre. These guys, two of them were started off in this band called the Derailers. JR ran this space, the Axiom, in Houston for many years. I'm actually looking at the back, and I didn't even realize JR played on this record. On CIA Records, Really Red started that label. Okay, before that was some British stuff that I just grew up with. The Drones, they used to be on the Streets compilation. And The Users just playing one of my favorite songs of all time, I'm Sick of You. Liz has got some stuff coming up now. She'll tell you about that.
Hello, Phyllis.
Florence is deaf, but there's no need to shout.
I'm not going to talk over.
You are now. You like the toy dolls? I love the toy dolls. Here's Olga with Florence is Deaf. There's no need to shout.
Hello, Mary. It's a nice day. Shall we go and see Florence?
Okay, then. Off we go.
Here we are. I hope she's in.
No!
goodness me, it's Florence. She's been shopping.
Mary, Phyllis, what's with all the racket? I could hear you all the way from Marks and Spencer's. You know, there's no need to shout.
Sleep. find a ticket, win a lottery, scoop the pearls up from the sea, cash them in and buy you all the things you need. Every night before I rest my head, see those dollar bills go swirling at my bed. I know they're stolen, but I don't feel bad. I take that money, buy you things you never had. Oh, baby, would mean so much to me. Oh, baby, to buy all the things you need. Babe, I'll buy you a jet plane, babe. Get you on a high plane to a jet stream and take you to the stratosphere and check out the planet there and take you down deep where it's hot, hot in the radio, baby. Cool, cold, you feel the snow, and we'll roll, drain, roll, drain, roll, roll, drain, drain. When we're dreaming, when we're dreaming, when we're dreaming, we're dreaming, dreaming for free, free money, free money, free money, free money, free money.
But with you by my side, I can do anything. When we swing, we hang past right and wrong. I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to. sticking with you. Oh, oh, I'm sticking with you.
Sticking with you, the Velvet Underground. Before that, Free Money. Everybody likes Free Money, Patti Smith. Police Car, Cocky Rejects. Ariba, Babes in Toyland. And Florence is Deaf, but there's no need to shout, Toy Dolls. So, I don't know. I like all these songs. They're kind of sad and happy at the same time. So, what else are we going to listen to?
I don't know.
Oh, is that my next?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I just grabbed a bunch of some of them are older than others, but when I was first getting into punk rock, there wasn't a million records all over like there is now. There was just a little bit. You'd go to like Sound Warehouse and go through their cutout bin and find, you know, the first Ramones album or the Rosillos. Well, I found in the cutout bin at Sound Warehouse this first single, which I think is the first single by DOA, and it's still my favorite. Yeah?
Yeah, go for it.
Octone! I fight tight! Rah!
Anyway, it could be me. where the heads snap fall to the top of Captain Jack. Hair is long, wear black. Neither down, neither back. Found the wire, thought fake. But you'll share up the plate. Spread a misery and pain. Have a ring of agony. Captain Jack,
Captain Jack,
Captain Jack, baby. Well, ain't bright, and step off of the top of Captain Jack. Hair is long, wear black. He's a ghost, he's a deck. Found a wire to his face. Breaking rules, tear up the flesh. Spread in misery and pain. Had a ring of agony. Captain Jack,
Captain Jack,
Captain Jack, baby.
Eater. If you guys don't know about Eater, you got to pick up some Eater. This is off maybe their second single. I really liked Eater. And actually, what we played earlier, the Degenerates band I used to be in, we got our name from the drummer. Well, not part of our name. His name was Degenerate, and he was the same age as we were. And so we loved Eater because they were kids just like us. You know, one of the greatest things I think Andy Blade ever said was, Johnny Rotten is too old. before that was The X. They're my favorite band. I'd never heard that song. I don't really know what to say about it. It came with an album that I have, but I've never heard that before. Pretty good stuff. What did I hear before that? Something I bet doesn't get played on MRR very often, Anti-Scene, playing Cactus Jack. And it made me think of Cactus Jack, if you guys don't know much about wrestling. Cactus Jack is one of the aliases of Mick Foley from wrestling. And we saw him on the Daily Show or something last night, and he was really funny. And so I was really glad to find this Cactus Jack. Before that, more British punk from Raw Records. The Killjoys, who, interesting that the bass player from Girls School was in this, is on this record. And before that was DOA, which I already talked about. So it's been fun. What's next?
Cool. Well, I have got a set here of brand new records that just came out. So to kind of change the pace here of the show, the first song I'm going to be playing is a song called Light, and it's by the band Hidden Spots. They just put out an LP on Mauled by Tigers, and it's really awesome. You should check it out. The song's called Light.
We'll be right back.
right, welcome back to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That last song that you just heard was Sunnyside and their song General Discussion on the Punk Board. And that is off of a split 7-inch that they did with the legendary San Diego Chargers. That's what their actual full band name is. Before that, you heard Corporalitas, I believe it is. I'm very bad with reading Spanish. How would you say that? It's the very first song. It's like
I was gonna get the second one. That one looks easy. I have no idea, man.
Yeah. Okay.
De amor.
Acuertas de amor. Do you think that's close enough?
Sure.
It's not close enough at all. But it's a really kick-ass 7-inch that is on Blondes Must Die records, and it's really cool. Before that was Hidden Spots with their song Light. And that's going to just about wrap us up here. We've got a couple quick public service announcements. We have a censored version of this radio broadcast that you can download from our website. You should check it out if you are a radio station or somebody that knows of a radio station and needs to have all the cuss words taken out. We can do that for you. And as always, MRR is accepting tax-deductible donations, and there's a link to that on our website as well. Really, really could use a helping hand these days. Times are tough, as you've heard a million times before, but we are very much in need. So if you can do that, that would be terrific. And you can always email us or send us a letter in the mail. We always appreciate to hear any kind of feedback, both positive and negative. You can email us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com or just check us out on the web at radio.maximumrockandroll.com. Or you can mail us at MRR PO Box 460760 San Francisco, California 94146. And okay, that's going to about do it. We've got one last song here. It's a reaction song off of their impending 10-inch on Let's Pretend Records. Is that right?
It's Let's Pretend and No Breaks from Atlanta.
Oh, and No Breaks.
Yeah, they're
split release.
Split release.
10-inch?
Yeah. 10-inch. It will be a 10-inch with the full-color cover. It's going to be pretty nice. It should be out January or February.
Cool. What's the song?
This is Capsized.
Cool. Thanks for listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
Yay!
Thanks, guys. Here it is, reaction.